Well, Danny, no doubt confidence boosted significantly after last time out on that victory over Derry. I'm sure chomping at the bit to get back into action.
Yeah, no, we're very happy now the last day. Just everything seemed to go well for us now, and so it's very important to get our 2 points in the league too. So we're just kind of looking forward now to another challenge now on Sunday. So it's a totally different prospect now, but anyways, we'll just go down and we'll give it a rattle and we'll see how we can do.
Wicklow, one of the top sides in Division 2B for the last couple, for quite some time. You know, they just maybe can never rise above that, but they're still a good side from a Division 2 point of view.
Yeah, they would be. They'd be kind of one of the strongest there, because they're kind of like us now. We've been kind of coming up between 3A and 2B, whereas they've been kind of up between 2B and 2A at all the time. So they're kind of they will be one of the top teams in the divisions. And they're very strong. And you know, the way they're situated there, between Dublin and Wexford, you've got as many good games you want down there. So we know they're a very tough game, but we'll be hopefully giving a rattle now. And we played them a couple of years ago, and we didn't do too bad, so hopefully now we're in a stronger position really to push them closer.
And I see they lost last time out as well, so obviously that can work both ways, because they'll be anxious to pick up points as well, and especially at home.
Yeah, definitely, because look, last week, or they played down there 2 weeks ago, and I suppose they were running hot favours, and whatever happened that day, now Down got the better of them, so they'll be looking for a bit of revenge, I say, on us now, because they'll be kind of prospects of probably trying to get to the final, and they'd see us as kind of a team that they want to be getting points from, so. But look, as I said, they'll be a very good team and be a very tough opposition for us, but look, we'll hopefully on Sunday we'll be ready for them,
And tell me, you got 2 weeks to prepare for it as well. Did the break come as a welcome relief, especially, I suppose, to you guys, the Santa, who are so involved in the club championship?
Yeah, well, definitely for us now, because we were going after Christmas there, it was only 5 nights a week, so every evening we'll just go home, get your gear and go back at the door again, so it's just nice when it's broke down now to 3 nights, but it's just good to get a weekend off too, because it's kind of recharge everything, and even for, because we had 2 weeks in a row there, so just a few lads carrying niggles, so it kind of helps get out of that too. So we're looking forward to the weekend now. We're going down Saturday too, so we're well prepared for it, so.
Even when you were training with the club and going well in the club championship, you were still training 1 night a week with the hurlers, so obviously with Donegal, so obviously a good spirit in this camp.
Oh yeah, look here, everyone's pushing in one direction here this year, and it's always been the same, anytime that Donegal season starts up, all the clubs really pull together, and because only there's a small pool of players to pick from, so we kind of know each other inside out this stage, but look, there's always a good bond there, and even this year's no different, and Venice Mickey's doing a great job so far, and with Gabriel in there as your trainer, it's excellent, and they've got good backroom staff as well, so everything's going well now, but just hopefully we can maintain that now and try to get a few more results and kind of make ourselves safe in the division now instead of just worrying about kind of won a game or two.
Yeah, and obviously that is the target, just to, and it's not been negative or anything, but to survive and retain your status in Division 2B for a season.
Yeah, it'd be a big thing, because we've been going up and down between it, and just haven't really put a foothold in the division for us, but hopefully this year now, this is kind of hopefully a big change now, and at least try to get points off either Wicklow or Down or Armagh, and at least all we need is another two, and hopefully that'll be all safe, so it'll be a really big thing, and a big boost to the whole hurling in general in the county, because you'll be there next year again, so, and you never know, if you stay there a couple of years, you never know what way it can work too, so.
You are getting stronger, I think, as a team, and I think obviously Davin Flynn coming in and Declan Coulter has significantly added to the team, especially up front where maybe they lacked a little bit of punch before.
Oh yeah, two huge additions, just two real score getters, it's just kind of lifted the rest of the boys too now, because you go around the whole, even the last day, I suppose Davin and Declan would have had the best of games, and whereas other boys like Ronan and Dermot and different fellows like Bernard Laffey really still played night on the most of the work and getting on the scoreboard, so it's just, I think the whole thing kind of lifted the level, and even to all the pitches, even in the back line there, a few lads are hurling very well this year, and it's just what you suppose you need to be doing if you want to be competing with these boys in the higher divisions, so.
As you say, you're training 3 nights a week, so there's a big effort being put in by the hurling community.
But it's just it's the same thing, it's you have to do it at least now, but then sure, if you don't tend to get up in your own kind of gym work and stuff too, but look, we always do this, we always put a big effort in, and it's just hopefully now we can just get a bit more results for what we do put into it, and
And is a win possible, do you think, on Sunday?
Look, it's hurling, like, and it's sports, so everything's possible, like, but it's going to be a huge ask. But it's just going to be one of those games where everyone really has to play well, like, and we just can't afford to give away any mistakes, any silly goals and stuff like that, like, because these better teams will always punish you, like, and it just kind of knocks the wind out of your sails. But look, there's a chance we'll go down with a good mentality anyways, like, and we'll hopefully come back up the road a lot happier than we were this time last year.